Don't worry about those people. Those people, they're not your people. Your people will find you, and you will find your people. So don't worry about it. There's always going to be people that don't like what you're doing.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I'm a womb shaman and an activator of Shakti energy. My beloveds, fellow ecstatics, you know, I've had all women on here so far until today. I'm so excited, so excited. We are unveiling our first masculine presence because you know what, women? We need the men. We need the men so much in our lives. We need the men on this journey of awakening the femme. So I'm so excited today to introduce Brad Walsh. And Brad Walsh isn't just a name, ladies. It is a testament of a life dedicated to empowerment, inspiration, and making a positive impact. Brad is a father to two remarkable daughters, so he knows about women. As well as host of the Empowerography podcast, which serves to bridge the host and advocate space. And Brad, again, is dedicated to women's empowerment and transformation. So I think that he's the perfect guest here. Brad, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Wow. Thank you, first of all, for that beautiful introduction. And I just have to start out by saying, Alara, I am absolutely honored to be the first male guest and presence here on your podcast. It is such an honor. I am deeply touched and grateful for this incredible opportunity. So thank you for allowing me to be in your space and to be here to share with all the women here in your audience on your platform about my journey into the work that I do. It's an absolute pleasure and honor to be here with you.
Yes. When I met Brad, it was just instant. I just knew, yes. He needs to come on and talk and express. So
you Brad, did you us. Did say that pretty early on in our chat, I remember.
So Brad, tell us a little bit about the work you do. You do photography to empower women, is that correct?
Yes. I am what they call a boudoir photographer. I've been shooting. I mean, I learned the craft and the art of photography back in high school, so way back, I'm dating myself here. I learned how to shoot on black and white film. So in the dark room, learning all those beautiful skills and seeing those images that I captured in camera come to life on paper was just a beautiful thing. Running them through the chemical baths and the smells and all of that stuff is just magical. And so I've had photography in my life since I was 17. And I've always had the camera with me. I then stepped into a corporate role in my 30s. Photography had always played a part up until then. And I got tired of the corporate world. And I was stuck on that hamster wheel of going into work every day, the 9 to 5 and all of the things that come along with the golden handcuffs, as they call them. And I remember for the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years of my corporate career, I would sit there and daydream and think constantly about my photography business. Because while I was working corporate, I was running my photography business part-time. I was creating art. I hadn't started shooting boudoir yet. I was shooting art photography. And I would exhibit and sell my artwork at art shows in and around Toronto. And during that time, I was also learning the skill of boudoir photography, lighting and posing and all of those things. And I was doing free shoots for friends on the weekends and things like that, while I was practicing my skills and learning my skills, because if you don't know what you're doing with lighting and posing and you're shooting this kind of photography, you're in a lot of trouble. you better know what you're doing, because you got to make these women, you got to accentuate their curves and create those images of beauty so that these women can see their beauty, who they truly are. And so
you don't after want to highlight the wrong spots, do you?
That's right. That's right. That's right. So after 12 and a half years, I finally made the jump to photography full time and dove right into boudoir photography. And, you know, it is such a gift to be able to shoot this kind of photography. And like I said, to be able to show a woman who she truly is, show her herself in a light that she doesn't normally get to see herself in, is not only a gift for them, but it's also a gift for me on the other side of the lens as a photographer, to be able to provide that gift for another human being and give back to another human being in that way. It's beyond words. It truly is.
Yeah, I had kind of a boudoir. I never say that word right, I don't think, but a photography shoot. It wasn't quite a full one because I was using it for my business, but I wanted the sultry and the sexy, and I wanted a lot of exposure, and I did some nudes and everything. And you know, from my own experience, it was incredible. It was incredible. For one, just the feeling of being photographed in that way felt very empowering. And the woman that I was working with, because I'm not anywhere near Brad Walsh, you know, she was really good at like using the breath and like breathing out, because that really changes the mouth. And we just had a lot of fun. I mean, I honestly didn't want to stop. But then, wow, when I saw the photos, I don't think I've ever seen myself that way. And
there you go.
I mean,
that's what it's about.
I think I had to choose 20 out of 800, and it's really
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, yeah. The process, the viewing session is a great thing. But that's, I love that you said that you had fun, because that's something that I like to encourage in the studio when I'm in the studio shooting, is that it's a fun experience. Because, of course, I mean, get my clients coming in, and for most of them, I would say 95% of my clients, they've never done anything like this before. So there's that feeling of vulnerability, of course, because I mean, really, you're standing in you're there in your underwear and your bra in front of a stranger pretty much. And so there's a lot of vulnerability there. There's a lot of uncomfortability. It takes a while to get comfortable in front of the camera. I mean, let's look at it. A lot of people aren't even comfortable in front of the camera, period. But then again, then you add in the fact that they're standing there in their underwear and bra or lingerie or whatever they're wearing, and that's another level of discomfort. So it's very important for me as a photographer to make my clients feel comfortable and to make the environment fun. And another thing that I've found through conversation with other photographers and other people who have had shoots done is that I tend to show my clients the back of the camera constantly so they see what we're capturing during the shoot. Because, I mean, I'm thinking about it from a client's perspective, where they're probably sitting there, they're being posed in positions that they've never done before. It's uncomfortable. Arch your back and do all these things. And they're probably thinking, well, is this guy capturing anything good? Like, I want to, you know, what's he capturing? So I make it a very poignant point to show my clients the back of the camera, to show them what we're capturing, and to constantly encourage them during the process. You're doing a great job. You look amazing. Here's what we're capturing. So every time I move from a different space in the studio to another space, I make sure I show them what we captured in that particular area. And then we move on to the next one. And it's the same thing. And I found through speaking with a lot of women who have had shoots done, a lot of photographers don't show them that. And I think that's horrible. You should be showing your client. They don't know if you're capturing anything good or not. And then they got to wait till the reveal to see if... Now, I think it's very important, because that also helps them be confident in what they're doing. If you show them what you're capturing and you're encouraging them, you're giving them that boost of confidence. So that guard starts to come down and you can see it in the images. If your client is uncomfortable, it's going to come through in the images. I don't care who you are as a photographer. If they're not comfortable in their skin, if they're not comfortable in the posing, it's going to come through in the images. So I make it a point to do that for my clients, because I want them to feel good. I want them to have a good experience. And the last thing I'll say around that whole experience is that that's exactly what it is for me. I want my clients to have an experience. The images, yes, that's great. You have those to look back on. But to me, and I tell all my clients this in the pre-consultation session, that, you know, the images are a byproduct. It's about the experience. That's what this is really about, is giving you that experience that you've never had before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That. I honestly think that part of that is because a lot of photographers don't like to show unedited images. And I don't have a problem with it. Here's what we're capturing. Because I'm not relying on the editing process, the post-production process, to make those images look good. I'm capturing as good as possible in camera. I'm very light-handed with my editing as well. And I tell all my clients that before we enter the session, that, you know, I'll edit blemishes and remove stray hairs and things like that. But beyond that, I don't really do much in terms of touching the images and the physical body of my client, because then I'm altering who they are and they're not getting a representation of who they are in those images. And I don't want that. I want them to see themselves in those images. So I'm very, very light-handed with my editing.
Yeah. And I think that's so beautiful. Actually, the woman I worked with was the same. And the really beautiful thing that happened to me was, I had some nudes done, and she did this really beautiful where it's really blacked out, so I could actually share the nudes on my website and things, and they're not exposing. One is pretty damn close, but it's not. It's like any further, it would have been. And there's one in particular that I just fell in love with. And it wasn't the one of the three that I chose that you would have thought I would have fallen in love with, because my right leg is forward, and you can see the cellulite that's right above my knee. And that's always been a part of my body that I have just struggled with. I mean, through my whole life when I was younger, I could see it on my mom. So I exercised like crazy to not have that on my body. And I was able to keep it off my body till basically having children. And so it's always been this thing of like, there it is, you know, it showed up. And I've really come into terms with my body and really spent a lot of time loving my body and loving those parts of myself. And just to your part about not editing, she didn't edit that part out. And I was like, oh my God, like I was honestly crying, because it was this beautiful, beautiful image of me with that aspect. And yet all I could see was beauty.
There you go. And that's what it's about. I tell my clients that it's about capturing who you truly are, all parts of you. All parts of you are beautiful. And to see from when the client arrives in studio, as I said, they're very guarded. I'll use the word guarded and somewhat uncomfortable, because again, this is a new experience. But by the time they leave, when we're ready to wrap up the shoot, I'm like, okay, we got enough. That's a wrap. We're done. Oh, I was just really getting into this. I was loving this. But to see them leave the studio with that air of confidence about them is one of the biggest gifts for me, to see that transformation. I compare that to the process of a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. It's such a beautiful thing to witness and be part of, to see that full transformation take place. It is such a gift.
Yeah, and I think it's really about seeing the beauty in our bodies rather than trying to compare them to what society has created as beautiful and trying to put them into a box. Whereas, again, I feel like I was trying to do that for most of my young adulthood. You know, I became very fit just for that reason. And, you know, trying to have this perfect body, which, you know, sure, we can achieve, but that's not really the point. We can still have that emptiness, because we don't really fully accept ourselves. And I feel like the work that you do really helps women to fall in love with who they are, right? And their bodies, rather than some notion of what women are supposed to look like.
Yeah, well, there's all the, I mean, think about it. You've got social media, all the magazines with airbrushed images. And so women and men are getting bombarded with these images of what beauty, the standard of beauty, is supposed to look like. But it's a difficult thing. And I feel that when women do shoots like this, that allows them to embrace who they truly are and step into that. And to see that is just incredible. I mean, I've had women come into viewing sessions and tell me that they can't believe that's them in the images. And that is one of the most incredible gifts I could get, to hear that, to know that I've given that kind of a gift and evoked that kind of an emotion in another human being. It's just incredible. I love it. It's such a joy to do this work.
Have you ever heard from a client afterwards about, you know, how that truly transformed her? Because again, it's really about our belief structures, isn't it? If we believe that we're beautiful, we carry ourselves as beautiful. We emanate that beauty because we accept ourselves and we see ourselves that way. You know, I've noticed that transformation in myself over the years of purposefully sending love to myself and accepting my body. I've actually seen myself grow more beautiful and, you know, dress more beautifully and dress differently, because it's like, no, I want to dress the way that I feel, right? Whereas before I was like, I'm good with just, you know, blah. And now I'm like, no, I'm not good with blah. Like, I want to feel good.
Yeah.
Do you have those testimonials and reflections?
Yeah, I've got testimonials on my site from women who have stepped in and done these shoots for the first time. And the gratitude that I get for showing them who they truly are, like showing them themselves in a light that they don't normally get to see themselves in. Because again, most of the women are wearing outfits that they normally would not, you're not going to prance around the house in lingerie usually, right? So they're seeing themselves in this light. But again, this is another thing that I tell my clients too before we do the shoot, is that you don't have to wear lingerie in your shoot. Boudoir is not synonymous with, at least for me anyways, is not synonymous with lingerie. You can wear whatever you want, whatever you makes you feel good, whatever makes you feel beautiful, whatever makes you feel strong and confident. You can wear, I don't care if it's cut off jeans and a t-shirt. I could care less. You wear whatever you want. I mean, let's be honest, 95% of the women wear lingerie because that's what they want to wear. But yeah, I mean, it's just incredible to get that feedback and hear how much better they feel about themselves. And again, like I said, you can see it when they walk out of the studio, the confidence, the air, the back is up straight. And it's just a beautiful thing to witness. It's like nothing else.
So beautiful. So you have that you do for women, and then you have a podcast where you're really helping women to come on vulnerably, raw, truthfully. How are you helping women, and what are you seeing there with that space that you're creating for women?
Oh, that's a whole other ball of wax. I mean, that is such an honor for me. Again, I mean, the boudoir photography is an absolute honor that women want me to photograph them and capture the images of them. But this is on another level. To be able to provide a space for women to share their stories. I've had women come on the show that have told me that they've never shared some of the things that they've shared with me, with anyone. And that honor is just, I can't even put into words what an incredible honor that is, that these women feel comfortable enough to get that vulnerable and share these deep, dark secrets with me. And with, I mean, obviously they're getting shared with the public when the episodes are released, but to hear that some of these women are sharing things that they've never shared with anyone else. I compare what I do as a podcast host with Empowerography to myself. I'm a passenger in the car with my guest. The guest is driving, and they're driving me through the journey of their life, their story. And the fact that I've been invited into that car to be a passenger and share in that journey, that honor is not lost on me. I am grateful and thankful for every opportunity I get to sit down and speak with every single woman that I get to speak with and share in their stories. It's an absolute pleasure and honor that I'm invited into that space, and I absolutely love it.
I can honestly feel your honor. And to me, this is, you know, if we want to label it what we would call the divine masculine, and in the context of, I'm not big on labels, but in the context of how we really desire men to show up, right? And for women, we desire men to create a space where we feel safe and where we feel honored and seen and respected and beloved, right? And just like, and in that space, when we feel that, we can really open up and flourish. So let's dive into this topic a little bit with you as far as, you know, was that always the way that you saw women? And, you know, if it was, fantastic, congratulations. And if it wasn't, was there a turning point, or was it something that really helped you to open up more perhaps to your capacity to hold this space for women?
It has been always the way, because I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. So I've always been around women, and now living in a house with, well, now there's two women. There was three, my two daughters and my wife. One of my daughters doesn't live at home anymore. My youngest came home. So I've always been around women, being raised by my mother and grandmother. Those values were instilled in me from a young age. And I think it's important to point out too that my mother and grandmother raised me with the values and the beliefs that it's okay for boys, of course, because I was younger, to show their emotions, and you can share whatever it is that's on your mind that you want to talk about with us, and it's okay. You don't have to man up and be this tough guy. It's okay to show your emotions, and I think that's something very important that we, I think, as men and as women, need to instill in our children, boys in particular, because that's what we're talking about, from a very young age, so that they grow up just not knowing any different. They know right from the get-go that it's okay to show your emotions. It's okay to share your feelings, because we as boys are conditioned that, oh, come on, stop crying like a little girl, toughen up, man up, and all of these things, put your big boy pants on and stop your crying. And it's conditioning, and we need to break that. And if we're able to do that, that will help men as they grow, help these boys as they grow into men, be able to relate better to women. So it's always been part of who I am and part of my journey, that because of how I was raised. So it's funny, because I had a conversation with a friend a little while ago about holding space for women. She said, Brad, you have no idea what a gift you have. I said, but I don't think of it as a gift. It's just who I am. She said, that's exactly it. That's why it's a gift, because it just comes to you naturally. She said, a lot of people don't know how to hold space for other people. She said, you have an incredible gift. And I just don't see it that way, because it's just part of who I am.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. And, you know, definitely super kudos to your mother and to your grandmother. And, you know, we could all say that we're super grateful for them and instilling those belief structures in you. That's also what I teach. I have two boys, and it's all about emotions and being fully present with what you're feeling and express it to me, you know, and I'll just hold space for you and let you have your emotion, and really allowing them that container, you know, which they don't experience everywhere. There are places in their life where they do not feel like they can do that. And so they know that with me that they can. Yeah.
That's good. See, you're doing an amazing job as a mother, raising your boys to know that it's okay. And that's what we need more of in the world, because that will only help further the mission. For, I think that, you know, it's always been this masculine versus feminine fight bullshit that we've been dealing with in the world. And I think it's time that we shed that masculine versus feminine and just come together as human beings to help raise the vibration of the collective, so everyone benefits. If we stand shoulder to shoulder with women as men and let them know that we see you, we hear you, and we rise together, our voices are so much louder. We'll get so much more done united as human beings than we would separately, always fighting with each other, and men trying to keep women down and women trying to keep men down. And it doesn't benefit anyone at all.
Absolutely. It's one of the reasons why I say that my work isn't feminism, because I find that feminism has this like pointing the finger towards masculine. And I just don't agree with that. I agree that we're here to meet and unify. You know, I have a lot of tantric background, and it's where duality meets that God is revealed. So we need the polarities of the masculine and feminine. We need it both in and of ourselves, and then we need it in our reality, in our world, and simultaneously we need to meet in the middle for the child to be revealed, for the innocence, right? For the divinity to be revealed within all of us. And that is so important. And I think, you know, I think for women, anytime that we are feeling like blaming the masculine, right, there's just discourse in our own inner masculine, like the amount of healing that I've gone through for my own inner masculine in order to create men in my life that showed up the way that I truly desired, you know, has been imperative. Imperative. And same with the feminine, healing the inner feminine within myself. And then all of a sudden really attracting women that, wow, like the deep relationships I now have with women that I didn't have my entire life, right? Like this is so important to, instead of, I love that you bring up separation because it's such a common human trait is to separate. And instead, when we use it all as reflections, right? Use our reality as reflections to see that part of ourself and what do we need to realize and be aware of, that's empowerment.
It is, for sure. And I mean, we all have masculine and feminine within us. We both male and female, we have both masculine and feminine. So embrace both sides. And I think if we do that and if we come together, I think we can move mountains. We can change the world.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's really quite beautiful. And I would love to hear your story with your relationship. My partner and I, you know, what we've found is we both kind of really love, like I love being really feminine. He loves being really masculine. And as we do that, like it creates so much magnetism between us. And then we'll, you know, play, because like you said, we have both, and we'll play kind of interwoven in all of them. But it's really delicious to really overemphasize a polarity in ourselves with a partner that we feel safe with, because wow, that magnetism that we've all felt, right? We've all felt that magnetism between the masculine and feminine. Even if you're non-binary, you still feel that pull, that magnetic pull. And it's just such a beautiful pull and law of attraction and the dance of Shakti Shiva. I would love to hear, you know, do you feel that a lot with your wife?
Yeah, my wife is, our relationship, my wife is the breadwinner. So I'm the one, I work from home. She goes out to work and I'm home. I'm doing the housework and the role, and I don't want, I'm not to be sexist or, but this is how things have been. Like when I think back to when my mom was raising us as kids, yes, albeit my biological father was in the picture, he was the one working. She was staying home, doing all the things, being the homemaker, being the mother, all of those things. So I think it's great to see these role reversals you're seeing and hearing of more men staying home with the children and the women going out to work. And, but that's also a very thin line, I think, too, because I think women have had to almost adopt more of a male energy in the corporate world, anyways, we're speaking of, where they feel that they have to be more like men and adopt that male energy to prove themselves and assert themselves, which is wrong. They should be able to be who they are as women and not be penalized for it. If a woman in the corporate world is aggressive and ambitious and she's seen as a bitch and all of these things, and that's not right. We should be able to be who we truly are. And like I said, and you said, we both have both the energies within us, the masculine and the feminine. So embrace both sides. But yeah, I mean, I'm okay with her being the breadwinner and the main breadwinner and me staying home. I don't mind staying home and doing the cooking and the clean. I don't mind that stuff. And I believe that she shouldn't have to come home after working a hard day and then have to worry about doing the laundry, cleaning the house, cooking dinner. That's not fair. That's not a partnership. So her doing that and me picking up my end, doing my work as I do with my business, and then also doing the things around here to make things easier for her, I'm totally fine with that. I don't think she should have to come home and worry about that stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And You know, and I don't feel like those roles per se are masculine and feminine, right?
Right.
I mean, they tend to, if you're taking care of young kids, then yes, there's a lot of nurturing there that is very feminine. And like you said, if you're out in corporate, there can be a masculine slang to that, even though it doesn't really serve us as humanity. But the roles of being home and the breadwinner, I feel like those don't really have masculine and feminine energy in them. They're things that we've labeled as this
yes,
is the masculine
right.
and this is the
you're
feminine.
Right.
Yeah.
That's conditioning, societal conditioning, parental conditioning, all of those things play into that, right?
Yes, absolutely. So Brad, what would you tell women, you know, the audience here, what do you think are some things, some really inspiring and powerful things that women need to hear?
I think first and foremost is be who you authentically are. Step into that authenticity. Step into that essence of who you are, the power of who you are, because we all have it. We all have our unique gifts that we're here with, and you need to embrace them and step into those and share them with the world. And just, it will make you a better person stepping into who you authentically are. It's, we all are unique. We all have these gifts. So own it, own that shit and step into it and use it. Use your power. You have it and step into it and use it. That's, you know, I believe that we all can accomplish anything we want in this life. And women's voices have been silenced for so long. Use your voice, find your voice and fucking use it. It's powerful. Use your voice. Speak up for what you want. Speak up for the things you want in life. Go after them. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do anything, because you can. You can accomplish anything. The possibilities are limitless. Go after it and do it.
Yes, I love that, because not only do people need to step into their authenticity because it makes them a better person, our world needs it, right? Like there is a unique fractal of consciousness that is only them. And we're a puzzle piece of consciousness, and we need all the puzzle pieces. We
That's
need
right.
everybody to show up and their unique puzzle pieces. Otherwise, it's more challenging us to be that whole complete puzzle, you know, we'll have those gaps.
Yeah.
And so we need, like humanity needs it.
No one else is you. And embrace that gift of being you and step into it and own it, because no one else can do what you can. Nobody.
Yeah, I feel like we've gone through the years of let's all look like everybody else. I mean, it never resonated with me at all. I've never been a trend person. I've always gone the opposite direction. Everybody's going that way, I'm going this way. But, you know, I know that that's what our society has done, because there's been a pressure to do that, right? And that's safety, like stay with the crowd. And I feel like now is the time to say no to that, right? Now is the time to say, you know what? That doesn't feel right in my body. My intuition is telling me to go this way. My intuition is telling me to do this. And really, like you said, use your voice and stand up for that. I love that you're bringing in the voice, because our voices are most powerful to us.
Yeah,
right? Like our own voice is most powerful to us, but and can be so impactful for others. And we need those voices.
That's right. And when we share our stories, which is part ties into the whole podcasting thing, is when we share our stories, that gives, there's two things there. First, it gives others permission to stand. It's a permission slip for others to stand up and share their stories and know that it's okay to do that. Secondly, you don't know who's listening and what kind of an impact. I guarantee you, anybody, that your story will impact at least one person's life. And at the end of everything, isn't that what it's all about? Don't we want to have an impact? Don't we want to leave an impact in this world? I guarantee you it will impact at least one person's life. And that's our job, I think, to lift each other, to support each other, to cheerlead each other, and to help each other. That's it.
Do you have any ways that people can, do you have any suggestions on if a woman is listening to this and being like, okay, I feel like it's time to take my voice and start expressing. Do you have any recommendations for that?
Start by doing lives, do IG lives, Facebook lives, put yourself out there. It's hard. It's scary as shit. I dealt with the fear of putting myself out there. It is. It's because, you know, you're putting your vulnerability out there for others to see. It was like when I first started sharing my photography work online, I was scared shitless to do it, because I thought, oh, what is everyone going to think? What if nobody likes it? What if someone comments mean on my stuff or is rude? Or, and then, you know, I got to the point where it's like, who cares? I'm doing this for me. So don't worry about what others think or what others are going to say. Do it for you. Step into that. Step into your voice and use it. If there's something you believe in and you want to share and talk about, use your voice. Do it. Just go live. You have to do it at some point. Don't wait. The time is now. As you said, we're in a space now where we need to do these things for others. It's not about you. It's about who you're going to impact. It really is. That's what I believe. Our gifts, as I, like I said, we are all here with a gift or multiple gifts. And I believe that it's your responsibility and your duty to share that gift with the world. The gift isn't for you. It's for everyone else around you. So get off your ass and share your gifts.
I love that so much. It's not about you. That is super, super powerful. Super powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Brad. I've always had this like ignorance, and I've often just done things very boldly, and it's not, you know, it's really just ignorance. It comes off as courage and boldness, but I'm always like, oh, this is going to be so perfect.
Well, there's like, courage in there. There's courage in there. But you know what though? If you wait, it's never going to be perfect. Life is messy. You can't, there is no such thing as perfection. Just do it. Who cares if you fuck up? It's all right. People yes. make mistakes all the time. If you fumble over your words, who cares? You can correct yourself. It's not a big deal. People get so caught up in all this stuff in their heads. And well, what if it's not perfect? There is no perfect. So don't worry about it. Just do it. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. And then it'll just become second nature. So just do it.
Yes, and laugh at yourself, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Live from a place of love, like just laugh mm-hmm. and have fun with the mistakes. And yes, you know, like when I was first putting myself out there, I really wasn't scared. But when I started getting negative comments, when they did occur, oh mm-hmm. man, did those hit me, you know,
of course.
Really hit me hard.
You're a human right? being, I, of course.
Yeah, I had to really like breathe into that. Okay, well, maybe that person didn't like what I said or I didn't hit them the right way, you know, but then there was positive feedback as well. But mm-hmm. I love how you just say it's just not about you, because that just takes it all off the table, right? Like yeah. forget about the negative and just forget about all of it and just show up for the world and show up for the other women or mm-hmm. the children maybe that need yep. to hear you or whoever it is, show up for them. Like that's so impactful.
I think we also have to remember that you're not for everybody and everybody's not for you. Not everybody's going to like what you do, and that's okay. Don't worry about those people. Those people, they're not your people. Your people will find you and you will find your people. So don't worry about it. There's always going to be people that don't like what you're doing. Once you're able to learn how to, first of all, I mean, we're our own worst critics, let's be honest. Above anybody else, it doesn't matter. Above anybody else, what anybody else says, we are our heart are the hardest on ourselves. So I think that once you're able to learn how to turn the volume down in here for you, your critic, the outside world, that's nothing. That's a walk in the park. Don't even worry about those people. If you can master or at least learn how to turn the volume down quicker, because we all struggle. I struggle with it all the time still. We're constant works in progress. You're never going to get to the end. You always have to do the work. There's no destination. It's the journey, right? And I know that sounds cliche. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey and all these things, but it's true. We never arrive. We're constantly working. So learn how to turn the volume down here first, and then that stuff, I promise you, will be a walk in the park. Don't even worry about it.
Yes, and back to what we said about authenticity. You know, the more mm-hmm. you show up authentically, the quicker you attract those people that yeah. jive with you, because that is your authentic self. And so the quicker mm-hmm. you attract your tribe, and you know, we all want that tribe, and we all yeah. do want to be recognized.
We all need that seen. Tribe.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. We got to learn that we're not meant to do this alone, whether it be life, entrepreneurship, any of it. We're meant to do it surrounded by, as they say, it takes a village to raise a family, to raise a child. It's the same thing. You cannot do this alone. So find your people. They're your support system. They will lift you up when you hit bottom. They will help raise you. And you're there to do the same for them. Raise them up. Because we all go through it. We're human beings. We're emotive people. We have emotions. Everything's not perfect. We're going to go through highs and lows. but be there to support those people. When they have their lows, they'll be there to support you when you have yours.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes, yes, yes. So Brad, how can people find you and connect with you?
They can find me on Instagram at Empowerography Podcast. They can find me on Facebook as Brad Walsh. They can also find my community of over 1,300 women on Facebook at the Empowerography Podcast Lounge. And then my website, empowerographypodcast.com. Those are the four main places that you'll be able to find me and connect with me.
And I can definitely attest to the Empowerment Podcast Lounge. I think I just said that wrong.
It's okay. It's all good.
I'm a visual. I have to see words.
Yes. Yeah.
It has a wonderful vibration to it. It has inspiring and uplifting vibration to it.
Thank you.
And it just has this engagement as well. This is that just isn't found in many Facebook groups.
And that's what I wanted to create, was a space for everyone. There's men in the group too, albeit there's not very many, but that's what I wanted to create, is a space where women feel comfortable to share and to have conversations. That's the whole point of it, is get engaging conversations going. I ask women to introduce themselves when they come into the community and connect with each other. There have been so many connections made of members who didn't know each other before joining the community, and they've ended up collaborating and doing things together. And that's what I wanted, is a space where women can meet and collaborate with each other. So it's so great. It's such a beautiful space.
Beautiful. Yeah, I really feel it when I see
Thank
it
you.
And go into it. I really feel the vibration. I'm Thank not in you. Very many groups because they're usually pretty flat, and yours is flat. So.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, so it's our time for our activation. So I always say, women, you know, I'm going to tell you to close your eyes, but obviously don't do that if you're driving. And know that you can receive this energy regardless. If you are driving, if you are doing something, you will still receive the activation. You will still receive the transmission. So just trust that. And also, you can always come back to it, right? When you can close your eyes and be fully present with it. And last but not least, there's nothing that you should be feeling. Okay, whatever you feel is absolutely perfect. So honor your body, honor what you feel, and just be present with it. Okay, so we're gonna have some fun today because we have a masculine presence here today. Oh, I'm excited. All right.
Me too.
Okay, so let's close our eyes and let's just start by taking some nice deep breaths in through our nose, down into our belly, and out through our mouth. And with each one of these, you are breathing in, expanding your body, and exhaling, you're letting go. Breathing in, creating space, exhaling, releasing tension out of the physical body, the emotional body, and the mental body. Beautiful. Now, women, I want you to realize right here, right now, we have a beautiful masculine presence with us, okay? A beautiful, safe, secure, and very, very supportive and loving presence here today. So we're going to utilize this opportunity to play in your womanhood with this energy here. And I want you to be really clear. Pay attention to how your body feels. Remember, there's nothing that you can feel that's wrong, and allow relaxation. Okay, this is always, always, always about relaxation. Okay, so we're going to drop our hands down, and you can either place your hands over your womb, or for Brad, over his hara, right there, over his sacral chakra. And for the women in the audience, you can drop your hands and cup your yoni, cup your pussy with one of your hands if that feels good right now, and hold yourself, my love, holding your womanhood, okay? And we're going to breathe right here, right now, all the way down to your womanhood, okay? As you inhale, breathing all the way down to her, exhaling, letting go, all right? And just breathing for a couple of breaths. And I want you to really set the intention that through your breath, any tension is being released right now. Remember, this is a very safe space. Releasing any tension as you're deepening and sinking now into your womanhood. releasing any tension as you're dropping your awareness deeper into your power as a woman. Yes, beautiful. Opening the root chakras now, opening the root chakras, breathing there. Excellent. And just really allowing yourself to be held, being held in your womanhood by a powerful man, by a safe man, by a man whose entire devotion is for the empowerment of women, and really breathing that all the way down to your pussy. Ah, what it feels like to be supported, what it feels like to be supported by the masculine. Breathing down to your pussy, what it feels like to be honored, honored by the masculine, seen by the masculine, revered by the masculine. Breathing down, we're calling the release of any energies that are ready to release, releasing out of your breath, okay? I'm going to start to bring in some sound, my loves. Keep focusing on where your hands are. Keep using your breath and owning more of your womanhood in this space. Here we go. This is going to be very activating. Breathe. Expanding into your womanhood, taking up more space, my love, taking up more space with your womanhood, with your power right now. Use your inhalation to take up more space. Use your exhalation to let go. Take three nice deep breaths in through the nose, all the way down to your pussy. And out through the mouth. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And you can open your eyes and come back to the space. So I just want to say, listeners, I highly recommend you repeat that one, because that could have been very triggering for you. Okay. So if it was, if you felt discomfort, come back and repeat it. The more you repeat it, the more you will just simply move those energies out of your body. When we're held by masculine energy that we haven't had before, it can really trigger our bodies. Okay. So again, trust that wisdom and trust your breath and trust that you can move it out of your system. Yes, yes, yes. Brad, thank you, my love, for holding that container for us.
Powerful. Thank you for inviting me into the space and to be part of that activation. I am beyond honored, Alara. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been absolutely inspirational and beautiful and powerful. Just amazing.
Yes, that was very, very special. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm just honored to be the first male presence and energy and guest on your show. I can't express my gratitude, and there's not enough words to express it. So thank you.
And thank you so very much. So very much for being you, honestly. Because like I said, as soon as I met you, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Yes,
yes, yes. Well, thank you.
Yay, yay, yay. And women, share this episode so that women can understand, you know, this powerful journey of this photography and what that can really bring to them. It's absolutely changed my life. And so you reach out to Brad and connect with him more. And please join his Facebook community, because like I said, it's very, very special and unique.
Thank you. And I believe the more women we get involved in the movement and in the mission, the better off it is for everyone. There's so many connections that can be made there. And again, it's just about bringing the collective together and rising up together. We're more powerful and stronger. So yes, I'm always looking for new members to join the movement and help me reach the audience. I want millions of women involved in this space and in this movement. And I believe it's a win-win-win for everybody when we all come together. So I'm happy and honored to have more guests and more women as part of the community.
Yes, absolutely. To inspire and be inspired, right?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
So thank you, everybody, so much for being a part of this. And always, until next time, I love you so much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.